From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Miami-Dade Public Schools is bringing back an old tradition of inducting notable students into their Hall of Fame. 14 will get the nod this time, and Miami Herald writer Howard Cohen is here. And Howard, these are names we know.
You'd be so surprised at the diverse group of characters that have gone to school in our public school system. The person who created the very first computer, the personal computer, went to school here. The things we use every day, it's because of Miami-Dade Public School System. And Jeff Bezos, the head of Amazon, the guy who created Amazon, went to school here. Desi Arnaz, who made us laugh for years in I Love Lucy, was a Miami-Dade Public School graduate. Barbara Walters, who's told us the news for the last 40 years or so.
Yeah, didn't public her school. I think her father, Lou, came down to open a club here or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. Her father owned the Latin Quarters on Palm Island, which burned down many, many years ago. So we have such an interesting roster of people, and they're going to honor 14 of them, including Senator Bob Graham, who is our former governor, and Dorothy Fields, who founded the Black Archives of South Florida, and four astronauts, including Apollo 16's Thomas Mattingly, and Ron McGill of Zoo Miami, Brad Meltzer, who's written a lot of political thrillers that have been big hits, and as well as a DC Comics miniseries. It's quite an interesting list, and what's heartwarming about this story is not only are the students, the bold-faced names, going to be honored, but their teachers are going to be nominated, are going to be acknowledged as well. And that's quite moving.
And some of these people have said it was those teachers who identified something special about them and drew it out.
Exactly. And the stories were so touching. Dorothy Fields of the Black Archives was telling us about some of her teachers who recognized her talent early on, even before she did. And one of them in particular, Marian Shannon, told her about how good a writer she was and that she should apply for the journalism program at Booker T. Washington. This was in the late 1950s. And she didn't figure why, you know, what, why would I be interested in that? And she says, you should, you're very good at this. So the teacher told her mother, and of course, mom knows best. So mom told Dorothy, you're going to sign up for this. So Dorothy signed up for it. And she says, well, but what should I write? The teacher says, why don't you write what your fellow students find interesting? What's in their mind? What do they think about the future? So she asked her students these questions. They turned out so well. The teacher said, I think you should interview the governor. Send the governor a letter. And it was Governor Leroy Collins at the time. He was our 33rd Florida governor. Well, the governor must have been touched by Dorothy's letter because he says, I'll give you an audience when you're next up here. So Dorothy drives all the way up to Tallahassee with her teacher. But then she gets to Tallahassee and ready for the taxi cab to take her to the Capitol, and the teacher is behind her and is not making any effort to get in the taxi cab. So Dorothy says, why aren't you coming with me? And she goes, oh, no, I wasn't invited. You have to do this on your own. And Dorothy is, oh, my God, you know what? Are you crazy? I have to do this on my own? But she finds herself face to face with the governor, a high school kid, and he treats her as if she's a professional.
So in 2 years, I'll be picking out my dress to come to Howard Cohen's induction into the Miami-Dade Public Schools Hall of Fame, correct?
Well, I did go to Miami-Dade Public Schools for elementary and junior high on the beach.
So you qualify.
I qualify.
All right. Howard Cohen, it's always great when you come in and visit with us.
Thank you so much. Anytime, I love it.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.